Talking today with Mary Kay Thatcher from American Farm Bureau. Here in our nation's capital, Mary Kay, we've got obviously a lot of things, you know, swirling around right now. The dynamic that's going on between the Republicans and the Democrats. Is this pretty well what you were expecting after the November elections?
Well, certainly it's going to be hard for the House and the Senate to agree upon much. And yes, we were expecting that. Now, I hope as we're talking about the budget deficit that we can meet somewhere in the middle. And I'm very pleased that the gang of six, the three Democratic senators and three Republican senators, are still talking. I wish we already had an announcement about what they were thinking about. But, you know, I think if they come out with something, that it's going to be something reasonable. And it's something everybody will have to look at, because otherwise they wouldn't have been able to come to agreement from the six of them. So it seems to me that when these members of Congress go home like they did for the last couple of weeks, that they're still hearing at home, the budget deficit's a problem, guys. Do something. And, in fact, maybe they're hearing more about it now than they did 3 or 4 months ago. But I think that that's going to force a lot of Democrats to come around to say, I better do something significant or I might not be around long.
Well, along those lines, obviously, you know, we're hearing a lot of rhetoric on both sides still. In and around that gang of six. I mean, you know, the White House is talking, the Democrats and Republicans on the House side are talking. You know, are we, you know, there's some fear that we might end up not getting something done.
There's a lot of fear. And, you know, I mean, that's to be expected. Look how many months we worked on the fiscal year 11 budget, and what did we get? A drop in the bucket of $40 billion in cuts. Now here we are at 012. Now, I'm a big believer that the big enchilada in this is going to be the debt ceiling increase. And when we have to vote to raise that there will indeed be some kind of a binding issue, whether it's budget reconciliation or something else that will say you will get the deficit under control, or I don't think people will vote for it. And again, you see more and more Democrats trending that way, saying, especially the Democrats that are up for election in a couple of years, saying, yeah, I guess I need to be for something. So either the Senate Democrats are going to have to come out with a really good plan about what they're for, or they're going to have to vote for something. I just think they can't say no to everything.
So what's that mean for our ag spending?
It means it's going to be cut. Absolutely. I think everything's on the table. Direct payments, crop insurance premium subsidies, payments to the companies, CRP, CSP, ethanol subsidies. I think it's all on the table. But so is Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security and defense. And, you know, I think every respected economist around the country saying, if you want to do something and be sincere about this budget deficit, you can't have any sacred cows. Everything has to be on the table.
Now, we're going to be working on those cows in the form of a farm bill either later this year, early next year. Stabenow and Lucas seem to be going a little bit different directions, trying to get their arms around it.
Well, I think there's going to be hearings on both sides. Stabenow's already announced her first one. You know, the problem is that we're all pushing them to move forward, and yet none of the ag groups or the conservation groups are stepping up and saying, okay, well, here's what we'd like to have done. And, you know, the reason for that is what we suggest as a farm bill idea will look a lot different if we take a 1% cut in the budget than if we take a 10% cut. So right now everybody's sitting back, spending a lot of time on the budget deficit. The message we're given is do something significant. We'll give our fair share, but we don't want to give more than our fair share. But, you know, is our fair share going to be 1% or 10%? So until then, it's really hard to move the process forward.
Is Lucas on the right track as far as saying he wants to wait for next year, see what commodity prices are like then, and see what the budget estimate will be in next April?
I think he's absolutely right. Now, that doesn't mean he won't do anything. I suspect there'll be hearings big time on the House side. And, you know, if we could get a lot of hearings done this year and not have to come back and start February 1st of next year and have hearings and hearings and hearings and hearings, but really come and put the pencil to the paper, we could easily finish by July, like he's talking about. So I think he's right. There's a lot of misperception on the Hill right now. You know, there's a feeling because people read in the paper, oh, 150-year high for cotton prices, $14 corn. There's a lot of members of Congress and a lot of those young staffers, they think every farmer who's growing every bushel of corn is getting $14 for it. You and I know that isn't true. You know, that's not what marketing plans look like. That's not what bankers say you have to do. So we've got to get some time to get these guys, not only the new kids, but also the more urban folks, get them educated, to help them understand input costs and land rental costs and marketing ideas, and just get them over this. Boy, every farmer out there is just richer than rich.
A couple of other issues that are out there. What What are you hearing right now from within USDA on GIPSA? Are we gonna get something sooner rather than later from Mr. Vilsack?
Oh, I don't have a time frame for you. I'd be surprised if it had come before the next 3 or 4 months. And I don't think you're going to get either throw the whole baby out with the bathwater or keep what we have. I think it'll be somewhere in the middle. They got thousands, tens of thousands of comments, and I think they're looking at those. I suspect that the regs that come out will be much more onerous on the poultry industry than it is on the beef or the pork industry, because that's kind of where the comments ran, and I think they heard that. So, I just think that they heard a lot of very interesting comments. They won't make the mistake and go overboard again. That the definitions that were in that regulation will be a lot more defined, so we won't be going, well, does this mean X or does it mean Y? But I anticipate either they'll come out and re-propose a reg or something to give people more time to have input.
Last question, as far as death tax. We've got, obviously, something very pretty favorable to agriculture in place in December of this last year, but it has a two-year ticking time bomb attached to it. The president has really trashed it since that time. How do we prolong that? How do we take that past the 2 years?
We just have to continue to make the same arguments we've been making for years. It's probably not something that they'll deal with for a while unless they decide to put it on the table in some kind of a budget reconciliation bill. Again, I don't think they're going to eliminate the whole, I mean, I don't think, they're definitely not going to eliminate the estate tax, but I don't think they're going to do away with all of our gains either. But I suspect it could very well be on the chopping block for some kind of a reduction. Certainly, in order to bring a lot of Democrats on board, they believe it's the rich that benefit from this estate tax. They oftentimes don't see the effect on the middle class. So I suspect we'll have lots of discussions about all of the tax issues, including the estate tax and the whole terms of deficit reduction, if we get serious about it.
One of the key agricultural lobbyists here in our nation's capital, Mary Kay Thatcher with American Farm Bureau. At the 2011 National Association of Farm Broadcasters Washington Watch, Ron Hayes for the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.